listening to the Capital City Recap with Michael Cohen. I'm Kyle Malin, editor of the MERS newsletter, filling in today. That was raw audio from a press avail that U.S. Senator Debbie Stabenow had with reporters after she announced her jobs agenda at Lansing Community College at their West Campus. It was you heard the hum in the background. It was an interesting press avail because you had machines in the background, these stamping machines that make things out of metal. It's like prosthetic hips and so forth. It's really pretty interesting what they're able to do at that West Campus in Lansing Community College. And, of course, they're just training folks to do jobs in the future. They're not actually selling any of the products that that they have. Well, we're going to switch gears for the last segment of today's show, and joining us on the other end of the line is Jordan Lubikin, and he is with the environmental groups. And today, the environmental groups are pushing back again against the Trump budget and the Great Lakes funding cuts that you heard Senator Stabenow talk about. Jordan, tell us a little bit about what the new tactic is and what today's letter is all about.
Yeah, thanks. I'd be happy to. Well, as folks know, the Trump administration's proposed budget did not have good news for the Great Lakes. It proposed eliminating successful programs that we've seen clean up the Great Lakes for the last 7 or so years. And so what we're doing is we're working squarely with Congress. Congress controls the power of the purse. Congress has the power to fund the priorities they want to fund. And thankfully for the people in Michigan and around the region, the Great Lakes restoration effort has been well supported by both Democrats and Republicans in Congress. The letter today was from over 150 groups, from local watershed groups to national groups like the National Wildlife Federation. And we're really supporting our congressional champions to keep funding, to keep these successful investments going, because we're seeing progress, but serious threats remain and there's more work to do.
Jordan Lubikin, he is with Healing Our Waters Great Lakes Coalition, and it sounds like it's just not Democrats who are piling on in support of keeping this funding going. Republicans are joining in on this, and it's just not limited to the Great Lakes, because there are other regions in this country that are impacted by these cuts as well.
Yeah, you're exactly right. You know, this effort has received tremendous bipartisan support. You know, we hear a lot of gridlock coming out of Washington, and the two parties can't seem to agree on anything these days. But one thing they can agree on is the importance of the Great Lakes. You know, it supplies drinking water to millions of people. It supports business development, community development. And I think our folks in Congress recognize that. So not only do we have tremendous bipartisan support from Michigan's congressional delegation, but Ohio, Wisconsin, Minnesota. Over 63 Republicans and Democrats wrote a letter just last week urging their colleagues in the House and Senate to really support the restoration of these much-needed funds to keep invasive species out of the Great Lakes, clean up toxic pollution, restore fish and wildlife habitat. All these things need to happen if we're going to restore the Great Lakes and really have them be what we need them to be in the future.
We spoke with Senator Debbie Stabenow today about these cuts and other cuts that are designed to encourage small businesses, supposed to help rural airports and other rural communities. And President Trump has taken an axe to a lot of these in the goal of hoping to stabilize a federal budget that is really out of control as far as its spending. You have to concur that there has to be some kind of spending restraint, don't you?
Well, I think it's an interesting question. I think we do have a responsibility to be fiscally responsible. But I think what you have here is a situation where cutting these programs is maybe penny wise and pound foolish. I think these cuts really won't save the American citizen, the American taxpayer, one penny at the end of the day for the following reason. We have a huge need in this state of Michigan, in this region, to invest in things like our wastewater infrastructure, our drinking water infrastructure. We've seen what problems like Flint can do. They're devastating communities. They're devastating economic development. And these problems aren't going to go away. Kicking the can down the road will really not make these problems go away. They won't make them any cheaper. And in fact, they'll make them more expensive. It's like owning your house. If you have a roof that's leaking and you refuse to put it on, it's just going to cause more damage to your home. So we really think we need to roll up our sleeves and really infuse a little Midwestern pragmatism into this, which is why delay? If we know there's a problem, let's get it done now so we don't really burden the next generation with it.
All right. Jordan Lubikin, he is with a coalition of environmental groups known as Healing Our Waters. They are a Great Lakes coalition urging Congress to reject President Trump's recommendation to strip funding from the Great Lakes and other environmental programs across the country. Thanks for joining us on the Capital City Recap today.
Great. Thank you.
You've been listening to 1320 WILS. I'm Kyle Malin, editor of the MERS newsletter. I've been filling in for Michael Cohen today. I'll be back with you on Thursday to talk about more issues involving state and local politics. It's been a pleasure talking with you today. And until Thursday, take care and we'll listen to you then.